China appears to be emerging from the recession more quickly than the rest of the world, certainly more quickly than the U.S., and now we're hearing talk about a passing of the baton from the U.S. to China as the world's number one engine of growth. To talk more about this, we called Stephen Roach. He was the longtime chief global economist for the investment bank Morgan Stanley. He is now chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia and based in Hong Kong. But he's in New York right now. So, Mr. Roach, welcome to our program.
Great to be with you.
Now, at this week's G20 meeting, President Obama and China's President Hu spoke about rebalancing the world economy, meaning that Americans would save more, the Chinese would spend more. What does this mean, really, that China needs to shift its economy from export manufacturing to one that depends more on domestic demand?
Basically, it indicates that we had major imbalances build beginning in the turn of the century, where the U.S. took its consumption share of GDP to an unheard of 72%. At the same time, China underconsumed, oversaved, and drove its growth engine by a combination of extraordinarily unprecedented powerful increases in exports and fixed investment. And I think it's fair at the G20 to raise questions about the character or quality of the growth recipe for the world post-crisis rather than just focus on growth itself.
But how would you do something like that? I mean, how would you get a country like China or the United States to shift their values and to make that kind of rebalance decision? What would you have to do?
Well, in America, you know, unfortunately, it's already been done. The handwriting is on the wall. We have consumers with record debt, totally inadequate saving given the retirement imperatives of 77 million baby boomers. We have weak income. We've had a job shock. We have an unemployment rate at 9.7% and rising. And all the bubbles that have supported the consumer from equities to residential property have burst. So the American consumer can see the handwriting on the wall, and the adjustments are now beginning.
So the American consumer is basically being scared straight here.
Well, it's not just scared straight, but there's a fair amount of fear at work. But the actual sustenance of excess consumption has been withdrawn. So American consumers really don't have any choice for the first time in generations other than to wean themselves from this spending binge, the likes of which no major economy has ever been on.
What about China and its production binge?
Well, China's got, you know, really the opposite problem. And the main story in China here is that this massive nation of 1.3 billion consumers is scared to spend. They're scared to draw down their excess saving. And the reason they're scared is because there's been a lot of turnover in the Chinese labor market due to the reform of once state-owned enterprises. And they've done these reforms without really giving workers the safety net that they used to have under the old state-owned regime. So they need to build a safety net. They need to invest in Social Security, private pensions, medical insurance, unemployment insurance. They have made only tiny steps in that direction. They have to make big steps. And when they do that, I think the insecurity over future income and job prospects will begin to subside, and Chinese households will step up in a more broadly based way and support their economy.
Stephen Roach is chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia, and he is based in Hong Kong. He's the author of a new book called Stephen Roach on the Next Asia, Opportunities and Challenges for a New Globalization. Stephen Roach, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.